Good evening, everybody. I'll be reading from 1 Peter 5, verse 8. It reads, "Be sober-minded, be watchful. Your adversary, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, seeking someone to devour." From this it reads that Satan is like a lion seeking someone to devour. We're supposed to be watchful and make sure that we don't get in a spot where we're tempted from him and might be in a spot where we might be wounded by Satan, the lion, or die in sin and face the eternal flame in hell. And how we can do that is, let's go to Luke chapter 10, verse 17. It reads, "The 72 returned with joy, saying, 'Lord, even the demons are subject to us in your name.'" They're saying to the Lord, to Jesus, with confidence against the demons, because in his name they're subject to him. And when we escape temptation, Satan's demons hunger to trap us and wound us and even kill us and send us to hell with them. And we need to have confidence so we can escape them, to escape the demons and Satan. And in Psalm chapter 46, verse 1 through 3, it reads, sorry, I'm slow to turn pages. It reads, God, in Psalm it says, and David writes, "God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, though the earth gives away, though mountains be moved into the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam, though mountains tremble at its swelling." Satan cannot get us because God is our refuge. But let's have a story. Let's say we're walking around in the wilderness and we come to a part in there where there's tall grass. Before this, we get advice that there's a way out through the tall grass and not to go through the way that seems easy because the lions try to kill you there. So we end up stumbling upon the lions. Let's say we go through the path that's easy and seems the way that's to go. We end up going through trials there that we get wounded and end up dying there. We wake up in hell. But let's say that we're still wounded there in our sliver of life. When we know that we should have made a better decision going through the tall grass, and we know that we could have survived because through Christ, he died for our sins and we could be healed through him. Let's say that we went through the path in the tall grass and we didn't see the way out yet. We saw the lions, we're watchful of them, but we still have confidence that God is our refuge and that he'll deliver us from temptation and the things to come. We end up being safe, and we're thankful for the advice that were given to us from our brothers that allowed us the knowledge and all the things to get through all that was like the trials that were through the tall grass. And even in the sliver of hope, when we're in trials, maybe it may be different from everybody. Maybe it's pride, lust, lying, laziness, adultery. We even in the sliver of hope that we have, God can save us from each of those. Because Christ gave his life for us, he took all those sins on his shoulders, and he had them. He died for us, and because of his sacrifice, we can be forgiven. Satan knows us pretty much better than anybody else. He studies us through our life. He knows what can tempt us to the fullest, and he knows us way better than most people. He knows us closer than a friend. He's not our friend. He's an adversary. It's like we're going to war with him, and he knows all our weaknesses. But through God, we know how we can avoid Satan and how to overpower him. For adultery, we know that we're supposed to run away from him. It may seem, for prideful people, it may seem that it's a cowardly decision, but how can we overpower the father of lies? Through God, right? Yeah, and God gives us the advice to run away, because we know as our mortal human bodies that we cannot overpower that. Jesus overpowered it, but he was the Son of God. He knew something was greater. He seen it with his own eyes. He even watched us, like Job, he watched him and his faith overcome many things. And Job, in the first Job, he was prosperous. It says that Job was prosperous, had many children. He had 10 children. He had many things. He had so much, only for it to be lost. And Satan attacks Job's health. How many of us before, because in Job's time, there was no hospitals around that we could just drive to. There was no, medicine that we could help. In his moment of trial, he worshiped the Lord. Further in Job, he has nothing left but his integrity. And I think he struggled with pride, making it seem like when he was accused of his friends, saying that he deserved worse when he didn't do anything. Well, actually, he did something. He was being prideful. He was making himself seem like he didn't sin at all. He was a righteous man, and he lost a whole bunch of stuff because of Satan and he was tempting him. But just like Job's faith, we can have the same faith like as him. It may seem like, because Job, he was on the brink of death. He was naked, only clothed by his friends like a cloth, and he had so much pus and tears on his skin. He was practically impossible. He was known as a dead man at that time. He was of the lowest. And imagine the temptation to just deny God, just to die. His wife tells him, rebuke God, deny him, curse God, and just die. How many of us would just want to die? If you're a father or a mother and you have children, they die, you lose your house, how bad would you feel? I haven't even experienced that, but I'm pretty sure it'd be horrible. And if we escape temptation, like how Job did. Satan hungers and hungers just to have us sin, just to wound us, make us bleed like a lion, just to devour us. And if we overcome his temptations, he's going to hunger and hunger, and each time he's going to try and try, he's going to hit harder and harder. His hunger for us to sin drives him. And if we overcome it to the end and stay faithful, like how Job did, Satan will be in hell and we'll be in heaven looking down on him. And like in the song, "What a Wonderful Day It Would Be," and we'll see Jesus, and we'll see Satan in the eternal fire with gnashing of teeth with the rest of the wicked. I'm not taking this for us to be happy that our adversaries are suffering, because that is an evil thing. Why would you want to see a person suffer? Well, they have done wicked things to you. They've done bad things to you. For a person outside of Christ, that's a good thing, right? For a Christian, that's not a good thing. And Scripture says that's bad. So let's have hope that in Christ we can overcome temptation and many things like pride, lust, lying, etc. And that to the very end we stay faithful like Job. And that we take the right path over the tall grass, and we see God's grace and his lovingness. Thank you for your time.